Waikato's contender for the world's largest potato is heading to Scotland for a DNA test to prove whether it is, in fact, a real spud. This monster 7.9-kilogram potato named Doug the Spud was unearthed by the Craig Browns on a farm in Nahinapauri last year. If Doug's potato status is confirmed, it'll take the crown from the current Guinness World Record holder in Nottinghamshire, which weighs just under 5 kilograms. Colin Craig Brown is with us now. Kia ora, Colin. How can a potato not be a potato?
Probably when it's been genetically modified with frogs or tuatara lizards or something like that.
And okay.
Or maybe crossbred with some sort of mysterious pumpkin.
This is all over my head. Can you tell us about the moment you dug up, please?
Oh, my God, what have we got here? That's what it was. And in the first instance, we didn't recognise it as a potato. When I chipped a bit off him with the hoe, I said to my wife, it's all white. Maybe it's one of those giant kumaras that we grew the other year. And it's just kept on going. Gave it a taste and I said, no, it's a potato. It is a potato. And I got the garden fork and dragged him out.
Something about the Waikato soil?
Oh, no, our soil's pretty special. You know, we've got all that stuff from Lake Taupo that spewed out of the earth and blanketed all the Waikato and everywhere here, all that volcanic stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Guinness World Record might be on the cards, but you've got to fly this thing to Scotland. I imagine this potato is probably going to need its own seat on the plane.
Well, I hope not, because they reckon I've got to pay for it. And then there's, MIQ to deal with, Doug will have to go into MIQ.
He'll need his own room, won't he?
Yeah. But he's not going. Just a small piece of him is.
Right.
Our expert witness, who's an agronomist, collected a sample under the direction of Guinness World Records and Potatoes New Zealand. I don't know who they are or what they do, but that's who they are. To have him analyse for, work out his DNA. Our guy suggested that he just send it to Lincoln, where, DSIR used to work from there, and there's lots of learned people there. But he's not absolutely sure now whether it's going to be done in Lincoln or has to be sent to Scotland.
Just quickly, before I let you go, what next for the potato? Are you going to have it stuffed and mounted on the wall?
No.
Are you going to eat it?
I've made noises about making vodka. But, I'm still undecided. It's a bit like, He's become a bit of a mate. So
sure.
I can't really, chop him up and chew on him, can I?
Good stuff. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Colin Craig Brown.